fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm here again today with Sister Sarah Burdick. Sister Sarah is a member of the Servants of God's Love, a religious order here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She's also a teacher at our local Catholic high school. Father Gabriel Richard has done an amazing job there over the years, and I asked her to spontaneously today, I saw her at Mass, I said, hey, how about if you come on in and talk with me, because I know there's always something alive and burning in your heart. You know? So
Peter,
welcome back, Sister Sarah.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Plus, I knew you were very spontaneous.
I am. You know that. Yeah. I know. I was telling one of the sisters, I got to go. I got to do radio. And they go, that's right up your alley. And I go, I know. You know, automatic mouth comes in handy.
It's interesting. We talked yesterday about how the Holy Spirit wants to prompt us and lead us, right?
Yes.
So, prior to coming in for the radio show this morning, I was at adoration earlier today, mm-hmm. and I was just trying to be present to the Lord, ask the Lord, is there something
sure.
you want to talk about today? Well,
yeah.
Matthew 8:23, the whole story of Jesus and the apostles in the boat when the storm comes up on the Sea of Galilee. And I just wrote down a whole bunch of things that just kind of came to my heart. And I thought, well, if Sister Sarah can't be here, you know, long enough, she can do a few shows and I can pick it up with this theme. And then I was sitting here listening to you yesterday and all of a sudden you start talking about
that's amazing. And I had no idea that you were reading about the storm.
Yeah, you the very
the Holy
passage,
Spirit.
You start teaching on it, reflecting on it. So I think we should talk about it a little bit more.
I do too.
And just to put it in a context, why don't you
yeah,
read
want
it,
me read
Sister,
it?
And then
sure.
I'll just share some reflections and then we can build on them together.
Okay. So this is Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 23. And when he got into the boat, the disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, save, Lord, we are perishing. And he said to them, why are you afraid, O men of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, what sort of man is this that even winds and sea obey him?
Yeah, it's a very powerful scene. There's so much that we can learn from that.
I
love that. You know, they marveled at him. They were starting to say, who is this guy?
Right.
Who is this man? I mean, there's no one quite like him. So,
Peter, it's interesting. If I could just say a couple things.
Yeah. Sure.
It says, Jesus gets into the boat. The disciples follow him. Jesus knew that a great storm was going to come up. He knew it. I wonder if he was thinking, watch this one.
Yeah.
You know? And he falls asleep.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, as we said yesterday, the sea literally, I mean, it's quaking. This is terrifying. Jesus rebukes them before he rebukes the sea. I don't know about you, but, you know, if I were on that boat and Jesus says, oh, men of little faith, the boat's going up and down and the water is splashing over, I think I would say, could we talk about this later? Like, could you
right.
do something with the sea first? And then you can rebuke me.
Yeah, save us first, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This story is a kind of, it really happened, but it's also kind of metaphor, I think, you can apply to life.
Oh, yes.
Right? The storms that we all go through in
yes,
life.
Yes, yes.
We can feel like we're in this boat. The waves are crashing over the side of the boat. We're taking on water. We feel
all
like
is
we're
lost.
Sinking. We can't even control the direction of the boat anymore.
Mm-mm.
And you really feel like it's all ending. I mean,
yeah.
everything I hoped for, everything I built, everything I had, it's collapsing. It's going
yes.
away. And we get anxious and we get fearful
mm-hmm.
in those mm-hmm. times because we feel like we're alone. We're scared. We're going to not make it or we're going to lose something and be diminished in some way that we never dreamt we would have to face in our lives. And just like the apostles, Jesus is there.
Amen.
You may feel like he's sleeping because you don't sense his presence or you don't feel it. This is where faith,
yes.
faith is a way of knowing. It's a way of radically trusting in
mm-hmm.
the heart. I trust him
Amen.
Because he's utterly trustworthy, just like Jesus
yeah.
did on the cross, which was the ultimate storm for
yeah.
him, right?
Yeah, good
right?
point. Right.
He prayed, Father, take this cup from me,
yeah.
but not my will, but yours be done.
Yeah.
And
all
then
in one breath,
he
huh?
knew what he was walking into,
yeah.
that he was going to be stripped and beaten and humiliated
yeah.
and falsely accused and literally nailed to wood. He was going to be crucified. His side was going to be pierced. And he had to say, is God abandoned me or is he with me?
Yeah.
And he knew that the Father was with him and trustworthy, and he could endure any trial, any difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
The only safe place to be is to be in the will of God. The only
That's
safe
right.
place to be in any storm is to stay with the Lord
yeah.
and obey his commandments and to walk with him and to listen to him and entrust everything to what you know he's already given to us
Amen.
And what he's called us to be. Because in times of storm, of difficulty, of trial, the enemy's strategy is to get us to panic.
Panic and take things into your own hands.
Right. I'm all by myself.
I got to do this.
Right.
Exactly.
And then you rely on your own wits only instead of walking in the peace of the Lord.
And it gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does. The downward spiral begins. And I was thinking about passages like from the Psalms or from Jeremiah and Judges. You know, cursed is the man who trusts in man.
Yeah.
And does not trust in the Lord. That beautiful passage from Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
I was just thinking about that yesterday.
Right?
Yes.
And do not rely on your own understanding. Lean on your own understanding.
So even though your own understanding looks like this makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, again, that the image of Jesus going to the cross, and he's on the cross, and people are still saying, man, you blew it. I mean,
yeah, what failure. This is a failure.
You're an absolute, if you're the Messiah, you are a totally failed Messiah, buddy. I mean, you missed it. It's too bad because you had a lot of promise.
Right.
You know, but you just missed it. And here he is. He's communicating to us in that dark and horrible moment, our worst nightmare. Yeah. He's saying, my Father is trustworthy. The safest place is to be in my Father's will. You can trust him to the point of dying in this kind of way. So do not rely on your own understanding, which is what we do when we panic.
Yes.
Right? And then Proverbs goes on, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. What do you think it means to in all your ways acknowledge him? Pray daily. Remember his commandments.
Surrendering again. Lord, I give you permission today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And acknowledging him in all your ways and the way you live in life. I'm going to continue to, Lord, walk in the things you've called me to do. I'm going to continue to go to Mass every Sunday. I'm going to honor the Lord's Day.
Amen.
I'm going to honor you with my sustenance. I'm going to continue to give tithe or give alms. I'm going to continue to care for the poor and the broken that are in my life. I'm going to keep my eyes on the mission that you've given for me. I'm going to make sure that I'm present to people, that I love people that I meet in life. I'm not going to be, because panic makes me preoccupied with myself.
Amen. That's right.
And it drains all the energy and capacity to live for others, you know, the way Jesus wants us to, you know, to be conscious enough of the other and to will the good of the other, which means love, right?
Exactly.
And he wants us to be sane and clear-headed and alert and calm in the storm that's just roaring around us. People all over America, all over the world
feel it's crazy, right?
Like the world is shaking.
Yes.
And it's scaring people. All the shootings that are happening in the country.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be filled with anxiety. Now, those are real issues. And we have to do everything we can as citizens to try to deal with those problems. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is we can walk in peace in the midst of this because as people are panicking and afraid, Jesus wants us to be him. He wants us to be Christ.
Yes,
he wants us to be little Christs, to be calm, to be focused, to say, here's the way to safety. Here's the way to wisdom. Here's the way to peace, right?
Amen. Amen. So, reminding people of that is so important, you say, especially in the midst of the storm. And as you were talking, Peter, when you said, when we panic, we focus on ourselves, we get isolated, trust drains right out of us, and the storm just continues to get worse. And then what happens? The enemy loves to rush in. It's like, yeah, this is your God? Look how he doesn't take care of
you. He's abandoned you. You're on your own. You better believe it, man.
Yeah, and it's such a lie. You know, he will never forsake us. He will never abandon us. So if you're in the middle of a storm right now, read this passage in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 and following. And I believe there's another storm in Matthew 14. But read about it and look at how the Lord takes care of us. Even if you feel like he's taking me to the very brink of my strength or the brink of my ability to trust, in a sense, that's what he did with the guys in the boat, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, do you believe that I can do this or not? And it's like, Lord, I believe. I believe. And you might be feeling, I believe, help my unbelief. That's okay. The Lord can work with that too.
And you may feel like, I don't have that in me, and I'm living with fear and anxiety. This is where the prayer you said yesterday, come Holy Spirit.
Come,
you
know, Holy Spirit.
Because it's the Spirit of God that gets poured into our heart, Paul says in Romans chapter 5, right? He poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Mm. And it's that Spirit, it goes on to say in Romans 8, that whole beautiful section, the Spirit within us cries out to God the Father. The Spirit of God testifies to our spirit. We've been given the Holy Spirit and testifies to our own hearts that God is our Father and that God is loving and God is trustworthy. That's Jesus' whole message to us.
Amen.
That's his message from the cross.
Amen.
To say, my Father's totally trustworthy. The circumstances will not determine how I'm going to trust and love my Father. Amen. I will not surrender to the panic of the circumstances or the ways the enemy's trying to knock me off course. I know the Lord, and I know the Father is love, and His commandments are pure and true, and they are life for me. Amen. They're life for me. And the world wants to say, no, they're not. No, they're not. It's going to lead you to unhappiness. You're going to be left alone. Mm-hmm. You got to abandon all that goofy myth stuff, and you've got to rely on your own understanding.
That's exactly right? What the enemy wants us to do.
And that Proverbs passage goes on, sister, where it says, you know, do not be wise in your own eyes.
Yes.
Which is what tends to happen. And then he says, but instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Right.
Fear of the Lord isn't like the slavish fear, like, oh, this, you know, he's an angry God stomping around in heaven and he just wants to throw, you know, thunderbolts at me or something like that. And he's never happy with me and he's always mad or something. People have these unusual views, and it comes maybe from sometimes our own experience of our own fathers and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But the fear of the Lord is pure and clean. Scripture says it's profound awe and respect and kind of an amazement at the awesome power of God and that all things are in His hands. And it produces a humility and it produces courage in us, the fear of the Lord. That's why it's the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
A lack of fear of the Lord causes us to panic and you lose your feet, you lose all wisdom, you lose all insight, but stay in the fear of the Lord. And one other passage I just wanted to relate to this, Acts chapter 9, verse 31, where the writer of Acts, Luke, just says, you know, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up. Now, they were under persecution and trial. People didn't like them. Life was hard. But he goes on to say they had peace, and they were built up, and they walked in two things, in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's what we're supposed to be walking in now in the storm.
Mm.
Friends, no matter what's happening to your bank account, no matter what's happening at your work, no matter what physical things you may be going through, struggles in your family, these are all real things. But it's a storm, and the Lord wants to give you the strength to walk like our brothers and sisters did, first in the fear of the Lord, so we have wisdom on how to live, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Peter, can I just quickly address something? There might be someone out there that said, okay, I hear what you're saying, but you know what? I'm too far gone. I've not been trusting. I'm angry with God. He's not going to take me back. He's not going to forgive me. Guess what? That also is a lie of the enemy. The Lord will always take you back. So I just want to encourage you, repent. If you found yourself sort of deeply mired in mistrust, come back to the Lord. Repent. Because if we go back to Proverbs 3 real quick that you were just reading when you said, be not wise in your own eyes, etc., it'll be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones.
Amen. And remember what Jesus told, was it Peter or the apostles? He asked, how many times should I forgive? You know, and he said 70 times, seven times a day, these numbers of fullness, like no limit.
Right. That's not just 490 times. Right.
And it's the Lord loves to forgive.
Amen.
So he also knows how hard it is for us. So just confess it to him. Say, Lord, this is hard and I failed and I am angry or I'm full of fear and I just give this to you. Help me with this because I do want to walk in your ways. I don't want to be wise in my own eyes.
Right.
And I want to trust you with this life that you've given me. I've got one life to live.
That's right.
And the purpose of my life is to live with him in trust.
Amen.
And that's the secret to fulfillment and success. So we have one more day tomorrow. Can you join us again tomorrow?
Sure, if you want me to.
I do.
All right, I'll stay around.
Friends, have a wonderful day and walk in the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.